बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजना यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजना जमुना क्षीराबनचारी जमुना छीरा बनचारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजना यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजना रमुना क्षीरा बनचारी जमुना क्षीरा बनचारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णु भार परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य स्थोत्र श्री श्रीमद एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभु भार की जय जय ओम विष्णु भार परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य स्थोत्र श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से गोह श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास श्री गौड़ भक्त वृंद की जय
Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyam Kund Radha Kund Gidi Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Dham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Ki Jai Nudwaraka Ki Jai Gangamayi Ki Jai Jamunamayi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Samavera Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaura Primanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga.
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Krishna Prasad Sumukham Sprihaniya Dham Snehavaloka Khalaya Haridi Samsprishantam Shyame Paritav Urasi Shobhataya Sriya Swash Chudamanim Subhagayantam Ivatma Dhishnyam. Krishna Prasada Sumukam Sprihaniya Dhamma. Sneha Valoka Kalaya Hridi Samsprishantam Shyame Pritav Urasi Shobhataya Sriya Swash Chudamanim Subhagayantam Ivatma Dhishnyam. Krishna Prasada Sumukam Sprihaniya Dhamma. Sneha Valoka Kalaya Hridi Samsprishantam. Shyame Prithav Urasi Shobhataya Sriya Swash. Chudamanim Subhagayantam Ivatma Dhishnyam. Krishna Prasada Sumukam Sprihaniya Dhamma. Sneha Valoka Kalaya Hridi Samsprishantam. Shyame Prithav Urasi Shobhataya Sriya Swash Chudamanim Subhagayantam Ivatma Dhishnyam.
ladies. Ladies.
Krishna Prasad, blessing everyone, Sumukham, auspicious face, Sprihaniya, desirable, Dham, shelter, Sneha, affection, Abaloka, looking upon, Kalaya, by expansion, Haridi, within the heart, Samsprishantam, touching, Shame, unto the Lord with blackish color, Britao, broad, Udasi, chest, Shobataya, being decorated, Shriya, goddess of fortune, Swaha, heavenly planets, Chuda Manim, summit, Subhagayantam, spreading good fortune, Eva, like Atma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Dishnyam, abode. The Lord is the reservoir of all pleasure. His auspicious presence is meant for everyone's benediction, and his affectionate smiling and glancing touch the core of the heart. The Lord's beautiful bodily color is blackish, and his broad chest is the resting place of the goddess of fortune, who glorifies the entire spiritual world, the summit of all heavenly planets. Thus it appeared that the Lord was personally spreading the beauty and good fortune of the spiritual world. Purport by His Divine Grace. Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. When the Lord came, he was pleased with everyone. Therefore it is stated, Krishna Prasad Samukam. The Lord knew that even the offensive doormen were his pure devotees. Although by chance they committed an offense at the feet of other devotees, to commit an offense against a devotee is very dangerous in devotional service. Lord Chaitanya said,
therefore, that an offense to a devotee is just like a mad elephant run loose. When a mad elephant enters a garden, it tramples all the plants. Similarly, an offense at the feet of a pure devotee murders one's position in devotional service. On the part of the Lord, there was no offended mood, because he does not accept any offense created by his sincere devotee. But a devotee should be very cautious of committing offenses at the feet of another devotee. The Lord, being equal to all, and being especially inclined to his devotees, looked as mercifully at the offenders as at the offended. This attitude of the Lord was due to his unlimited quantity of transcendental qualities. His cheerful attitude towards the devotees was so pleasing and heart-touching that his very smile was attractive for them. That attraction was glorious not only for all the higher planets of this world, but beyond, for the spiritual world also. Generally, a human being has no idea of what the constitutional position is in the higher material planets, which are far better constituted in regard to all paraphernalia. Yet the Vaikuntha planet is so pleasing and so celestial that it is compared to the middle jewel or locket in a necklace of jewels. In this verse, the words Sprihaniya Dham indicate that the Lord is the reservoir of all pleasure because he has all the transcendental qualities. Although only some of these are aspired for by persons who hanker after the pleasure of merging into the impersonal Brahman, there are other aspirants who want to associate with the Lord personally as his servants. The Lord is so kind that he gives shelter to everyone, both impersonalists and devotees. He gives shelter to the impersonalists in his impersonal Brahman effulgence, whereas he gives shelter to the devotees in his personal abode, known as the Vaikuntha Lokas. He is especially inclined to his devotee. He touches the core of the heart of the devotee simply by smiling and glancing over him. The Lord is always served in the Vaikuntha Loka by many hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune, as stated in the Brahma Samhita. Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambrahma Sevyamanam. In this material world, one is glorified if he is favored, even by a pinch of the goddess of fortune. So we can simply imagine how glorified is the kingdom of God in the spiritual world, where many hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune engage in the direct service of the Lord. Another feature of this verse is that it openly declares where the Vaikunthas are situated. They are situated as the summit of all the heavenly planets, which are above the sun globe at the upper limit of the universe, and are set and are known as Satyaloka or Brahmaloka. The spiritual world is situated beyond the universe. Therefore, it is stated here that the spiritual world, Vaikuntha Loka, is the summit of all planetary systems. Om Akyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakshuru Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam
Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Shadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindabaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatadubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Vatidhanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari The Lord is the reservoir of all pleasure. His auspicious presence is meant for everyone's benediction. And his affectionate smiling and glancing touch the core of the heart. The Lord's beautiful bodily color is blackish, and his broad chest is the resting place of the goddess of fortune, who glorifies the entire spiritual world, the summit of all heavenly planets. Thus it appeared that the Lord was personally spreading the beauty and good fortune of the spiritual world. Today we are reading from Canto 3 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Chapter 15, entitled Description of the Kingdom of God, text number 39. It is my great fortune to have the auspicious blessing of being amongst all of you today. This chapter from Srimad Bhagavatam is especially instructive to those treading the path of pure devotional service. This particular purport of Srila Prabhupada is like an entire literature in itself. In the vast instructions that Srila Prabhupada illuminates our hearts with. The setting of the scene is that Jai and Vijay, who are sincere, dedicated devotees, who want to please the Lord, are endeavoring to perform their service properly. They are gatekeepers just outside the precincts of Vaikuntha. Four Kumaras, they come like 4-year-old children, not even bothering wearing clothes. You cannot judge a book by looking at its cover, it is said. Really, we must evaluate a person by their ideals, the internal quality of the purpose they live for, and the activities they express in the words as well. Four Kumaras were born of Lord Brahma at the very beginning of creation. Brahma's service is Prajapati.
In this story, we find there's much variegatedness in ways that the Lord engages people in devotional service. And sometimes, due to those different propensities and natures that are being engaged in Krishna service, there's misunderstanding and there's conflict. So the four Kumaras were ordered by Brahma, whose service is Prajapati, to populate the universe with various living beings. That's his duty. So he tells the Kumaras, you are my sons, you marry, you have children, you help me. But they had no inclination to marriage. They were very special and rare souls. They saw that too much bondage, too much entanglement, too much distraction. So they refused to marry. But they were also very wise. They knew that this not being married is not easy in this material world. Because maituna agar, sex desire is so strong. It is all pervading. It is the very basic pungsangsriya maituri bhava metam. It is the very principle of material existence. Or as they say, that's how the world goes round. The whole population of the entire universal creation is a product of this principle, of that urge, that inner condition necessity. So they were very intelligent. They were thinking that at a certain age, this desire becomes very strong. In childhood, there is no such desires that are manifested. So by their powers, they decided to remain 4 years old for their whole lives. Haribo. They maintained the body of four-year-old children for the entire span of the creation. So they were great souls. They didn't wear clothes. They approached Vaikuntha to see Narayan, and what would you do if some four-year-old little naked child says, I want to go on the altar and worship the deities, what will you do? You will think, Prabhupada has given us standards. No. But how we must also protect that seed, because even while watering, so many weeds grow with it. And those weeds give us the inclination to make offenses. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us, Trinadapi sunichena taror ibaseshnana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadad. The principle of becoming more humble than the blade of grass. Tolerant like tree. Eager to offer all respect to others and expecting none in return. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that this verse is so special. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally instructed his devotees, put it on the string of the holy name and wear it always upon your heart. Because if we're actually humble, if we actually sincerely trying to follow these principles, then even if we make an offense, we will always have the shelter of the Lord. But if we are proud, if we are egoistic, if our own ulterior motives or selfish purposes become prominent in our life, then it is inevitable that we will be driven to offend others. And due to our ego, we may not even recognize that we have offended others. When our intelligence becomes influenced by that false ego, we even justify our offenses to others. Rationalize how actually I'm right. I am the upholder of justice. I am simply speaking the truth. But that's the way mad elephants work. Have you ever met a mad elephant? If you did, you wouldn't be here to tell us. Years ago, I lived in Himalayas in the jungles. That was before I was a devotee. And the villagers would tell me, of all the animals in the jungle, who do they fear the most? Not the snakes who come and they bite you and you die. Not the lions who come and terrorize. Not the Bengali Himalayan tigers. Not the panthers or the leopards. But the most feared of all animals is the mad elephants. Would you like a short lesson on mad elephants? Only male elephants go mad. This is a scientific study. The male elephants go through this period called musk or something like that, where somehow or other they just become mad. They become crazy. Some biological thing happens in their body and it just affects their psychological condition. And they just go crazy. And elephants are huge. Those male elephants with big tusks. I've personally seen. They just wrap their mighty trunk around a tree and just rip it right out of the ground with the roots and all. And they just toss it aside. They're powerful. And when they go mad, they just come running into a village and destroy everything. They just knock down the houses, knock down the homes, just trample on people, pierce their tusks into people. They can devastate an entire village and kill so many, and nothing could stop them. Haribo, that is mad elephant. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was explaining, we have this little, simple little garden within our hearts. It's not very big. It's a little garden. And this tender little seed that's just been planted a few years ago. And this little creeper starting to come up and maybe a leaf or two are starting to manifest. And that's really all we have in this garden. A few weeds also we have trying to get out. Now a mad elephant comes charging into this garden. What will happen? Srila Prabhupada explains in this purport what powerful words he uses. He says that when we offend devotees, literally, Prabhupada says, we murder our own devotional propensities. We actually murder our Krishna consciousness like a mad elephant. So we must be very careful. According to time, place, and circumstance, we may have to speak certain many things, but we must always be very, very careful of this principle. However, even if we make a mistake, if we're humble like Jai and Vijay and admit our mistakes, beg forgiveness, then even though the reaction may come upon us, we will have the shelter of the Lord. And that's the purpose of life. Let whatever reaction come. But sometimes reactions for sinful activities are good because they help put us in a situation where we really, really have to take shelter of the Lord. Herein, Srila Prabhupada explains so nicely, because of this attitude of Jai and Vijay, the Lord was giving his shelter and affectionate smile to them as well. Mistakes will happen, but what is our attitude? In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a beautiful purport where Srila Prabhupada explains that Krishna accepts the purpose in which everything is offered to him. He understands our motivation. He understands our consciousness. He understands what ideals we are pursuing in our life. And that is what he accepts. There are graphic examples in the Leelas of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He went to Kuliagram, one of the islands of Navadweep, Koladweep. And there he gave forgiveness to so many devotees who came to him, and so many offenders. You know the story of Gopal Chappal. He was so envious and hateful toward Srivas Thakur. He was a young, a handsome, learned Brahmin. And he just could not tolerate the respect that Srivas was getting in society. So he decided to destroy his reputation. This is material consciousness. To put yourself up, you bring other people down. Prabhupada explained, what is transcendental competition? Where you try to get higher to bring other people higher. But material competition is in order to get higher, you try to push other people down. Our purpose is not to win. Our purpose is simply to please Srila Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas. If in winning we give displeasure to Srila Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas, then really, we've won a battle but lost the war. We want to win to encourage other people to win. Very well. The greater the service, the greater the pleasure to the Guru and Krishna. Magopal Chapala, he put all sorts of tantric, obscene paraphernalia for puja in the front of Srivas's house late at night, so that people would think that he's a tantric worshiper of Kali. And therefore, when they woke up in the morning and saw this, they would condemn him and he would lose his reputation. But the first person who got up was Srivas. And he called the town people of Navadweep and said, I want to show you. This is what I really do at night. I do this tantric worship. And he wasn't, not me. I didn't do it. Somebody's framing me. He knew his heart. He knew the Lord knows his heart.